There's been a particular difference between the British and the French about whether there should be caps on individual bonuses and whether those bonuses could be linked to either the revenue or profits of a company. In the British, which has obviously a large City of London interest to defend, has been holding out against that, arguing instead there could be a slightly more complex procedure whereby you claw back bonuses if they emerge not to be justified, if say over a 5-year period. But overall, I think Nicolas Sarkozy is sort of really delighted he's got the British on board for this and regards this as a victory, and it puts in place a relatively strong European position ahead of the G20.
Will Gordon Brown once again try to use the G20 to show himself as the man who led the world away from a much deeper recession?
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely crucial sort of political period for Gordon Brown. He's desperately looking for anything that's going to lift his poll rating, and this could be the lifeline he's after. I'm not saying it will succeed, but this is absolutely crucial, because if there's one dividing line he wants to set up between himself and the Conservatives at the election, is that he was the man who did make the right decisions in the recession. He was in favour of the stimulus, he was in favour of the banking intervention, and there are now signs it's worked. If you look at all the figures coming out of America, Asia, and Europe, the recession is coming to an end, albeit probably more slowly in Britain. And he wants to make the issue that the reflationary packages, the stimuluses that were introduced in the G20 in April under his stewardship, were absolutely vital to ending this recession, whilst the Conservatives are trying to focus on the issue of the British debt, and that will be the dividing line in the election.
Yesterday, Gordon Brown met his cabinet for the first time since the summer recess. They met at London's Olympic Park. What's the mood like among ministers?
Well, it's got to be gloomy, because if you look at these polls, despite the Conservatives having a slightly rocky summer over issues like health, there's been absolutely no sign of any movement. If anything, the Conservatives have slightly strengthened their position. And historically, certainly over the last three elections, a party that has a kind of poll numbers of around 42%, which the Conservatives do at present, tend to go on to win an election that's held the following spring. So Gordon Brown's got to see some signs of movement in the next few months. There again, I mean, the Conservatives themselves are incredibly nervous about their electoral position and recognise it to be the support to be relatively shallow, and that it could erode. So the mood in the Conservative Party is not as confident as you might expect, and equally the mood in the Labour Party is not as despondent as you might expect. But there has to be some sign of movement over the conference season, over this period of the G20, which is kind of where Brown can play to his strengths. I think if you get to November and there's no sign that Labour's picking up in the polls, it looks like curtains for Gordon Brown, and